Good afternoon, folks. Ethan the Farmer. This is Farmer's Thoughts for May Day. That is the holiday that celebrates workers in this world. Now, if you guys know anything about working or anything else, you'll know work, the word work, is a four-letter word. And when I say a four-letter word, going to work for other people and making them rich and the working class don't get their fair share, that's a little rough. You know, there's a lot of situations where the people on Wall Street make the money, the wholesalers make the money, but those involved in agriculture or small business are taking a bath. Now, in this here Farmer's Thoughts, we're going to talk a little bit about small businesses, what now, what I see going on, and what the situation is. This is Farmer's Thoughts for May 1st, 2021. That be May Day. So, small businesses in America, well, if you guys know anything about the last few months and everything that's gone on, and you've seen the great coronavirus destruction of the American economy, to the point where our government's been issuing stimulus packages to everybody and their cousin, basically, trying to stimulate the economy and keep it afloat, yet you have situations where people can't pay their rent, you got situations where landlords can't collect their rent, where you got situations where all chaos is about to break loose. Now, if you want to know my opinion, I'm not a financial advisor, I'm not a CPA, but our country's headed in a bad direction. There ain't much time left for this country to continue to do this nonsense. Small businesses are what made this country strong. They're what was the economic backbone of this country. They're what made us a force to reckon with worldwide. The small, local, strong communities and the businesses that supported them. The mom-pop shops, not the Walmarts. You know, Sam Walton got his claim to fame being a small business and then grew it into an elephant, and his children took it and threw it off the cliff. But, you know, we got a situation where it's just flat wrong. Our whole country is broke, and the whole situation with small businesses, that's bad news. We've got to do something to bring back small businesses. We've got to get the middleman, the wholesaler, the corporate ag, the corporate giants that are just out of control, that have bought our politicians off, out of the situation. Because there's no reason why a job that pays $174,000 a year, and in 2 years you're a millionaire. The only job in America that does that is, guess what? Our legislature, our politicians. And you know who's making them millionaires in 2 years? It's these corporations that are screwing over the little guy. You know, when you got commercial crabbers, let's just use an example of some folks that I'm dealing with here locally, or fishermen, commercial fishermen. They're selling their fish wholesale for, say, $2 a pound. But that same fish is getting sold in the grocery store or even in the fancy restaurant, worse yet, for $40 a meal. And you're not talking a pound in those meals. You're talking a quarter pound, a third pound, maybe a half pound. This is crazy. What's wrong? Why are the commercial fishermen the ones that go out there and risk their lives to chase a fish to bring it in and put it on your table eventually not being compensated fairly? Why are the farmers not being compensated fairly? Look at dairy. What is wrong with this picture? Why do the wholesalers make the money? It doesn't make any sense, folks. Something is wrong with the system. The system is broken. There's no reason why we should have such a mess for a system in this country right now. You know, many of you folks know my stance. I think that workers should be treated fairly. I think they should be paid a wage they can live on. And I think that it's something that should happen. But in the same hand, people need to understand that they also need to pay for those products and services enough to compensate to make that work. But that doesn't mean Wall Street's making it rich. That's not right. There's no reason why a little deli in New Jersey should have $100 million value on Wall Street and they only bring in $35,000 a year. You can't tell me Wall Street's not funny money. You know, we got problems, big problems. And our country needs to wake up because we're headed down a bad situation. You know? Another topic we want to cover in this here discussion. this farmer's thoughts. I want to give my thoughts on and talk about it and express my condolences for the individuals affected by it. But currently, I'm down here in Southwest Louisiana, helping do some hurricane relief projects and helping try to help a community that's been devastated by the hurricane. We're going to talk about that particular aspect in the next segment. But this here segment, there's been a boat capsize or a platform capsize out in the Gulf of Mexico. And there's at least, I believe, 7 fellers missing. And if you think about all this and you look at what folks have said and everything else, something doesn't make sense. Because based on what I've read, the Weather Service said, don't put your boats in the water. There's a storm coming. But yet the oil companies and the platform owner, Secor, and the captain said, well, we need to make money. We need to put this boat in the water. So they put the boat in the water and they took off out across the Gulf. Well, they didn't get far. They only got, I think, 20 miles from where they started of a 100-mile trip. About 5 miles off the coast is what they're saying. And this storm blew in, and the boat capsized because it wasn't made to withstand the kind of weather it was in. And some fellas lost their lives, including the captain. Some ended up getting pulled from the ocean, the Gulf. And some are flat missing. Now, I think that the situation here is a little bit out of control. Here you have an oil company and a company involved with the oil company, a contractor for them, that thought their wallet was more important than humans' lives or the environment. Now, we've seen this over and over again with some of these clowns. They don't know how to behave. All they care about is their stock price and how much money they get at the end of the day. They don't give a rip about the guys actually out there risking their lives to do the work. They don't give a rip about messing up the sea life and the environment in the name of the almighty dollar. It's wrong. And, you know, here we got folks that died from it. And still to this day, I don't believe they've even bothered to search the whole entire wreck. That makes no sense to me. If you own a boat and it gets messed up, gets in a wreck, and you're not even going to bother doing what's necessary to try to figure out what happened to everybody, or for that matter, rescue the ones that are still alive, something's wrong. You know, the whole situation's crazy. You got a bunch of volunteers now searching the marshes and the shoreline. They're finding artifacts. But, you know, like I was talking to a commercial fisherman today, if them guys hit the water and didn't make it, they're going to float. And if they float, they're going to float a very short time. If they're bleeding at all, the sharks are going to get them. If they're not bleeding, then you got a few days at most before things like the crabs and the birds and everything else eat them. I mean, the environment in the ocean and the Gulf and the marshes is very, what do I want to say? It's a harsh place, and it ain't something where the average critter can just survive. And, you know, the whole situation doesn't make any sense. They're not doing everything they can to find these people. Dead or alive. They weren't doing everything they could to rescue them. And they don't seem to have any conscience about it. This guy in charge of safety for Secor was out playing golf instead of down there trying to help supervise and orchestrate the recovery. This is crazy. This guy's supposed to be responsible for safety, but he'd rather go play golf. I don't get it. Somebody needs to hold that clown responsible and his entire company. He needs to be thrown in jail if his negligence resulted in these guys getting killed, as far as I'm concerned. He belongs in prison. If he put his paycheck before these humans' lives and they died because of it, he's guilty of killing them. He's guilty of manslaughter, at least. Negligent, homicide, something. And needs to be charged with it and prosecuted. I just don't get it. I don't get why our country's gotten to this point. These guys had families. And I mean, my deepest condolences to these fellas and their families. My heart goes out to you. And I'm very grateful to the volunteers that are out hunting for what they can do to help, from Cajun Navy and the various other outfits out there trying to do their best. But this just isn't right, and it needs to be stopped. We don't need to be allowing this kind of stuff to continue in this country. There needs to be consequences enough that people don't want to do this nonsense because they don't want to deal with the repercussions. So that's my thoughts on that topic there. And the last topic I want to cover here is a project of the organization that I run. As most of you guys know, I run GTKYF Foundation, Inc., and we have a program called Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Well, Neighbors Helping Neighbors is involved in a project called the Hackberry Relief Project. Now, you may not understand exactly why we stepped off into this elephant, but the long and short of it is you have the community of Southwest Louisiana. There's a good many folks down there, and they were hit by Hurricane Laura, and then about 4 weeks later, they were hit by Hurricane Delta. And for the most part, our government, FEMA, the Army Corps of Engineers, and even the Red Cross, abandoned these folks. There is very little, if any, aid to help these people. And it doesn't make sense. You have people who FEMA has declared their house 100% uninhabitable. Never mind the fact they never went in the house. Yet they won't lift a finger to try to help them figure out what to do. These are working class folks. These are not millionaires. These are everyday folks. I would venture to say 60% of the houses in this community were lost due to the hurricanes. And I'd say probably 90% of them sustained some sort of damage. Now, some of the people had insurance, don't get me wrong. But something's wrong. Our government's failed these people. You have relief packages going out with $900 billion. $700 billion going to who knows what, we can't figure it out. $200 billion going to economic stimulus funds for the Paycheck Protection Program and the money they've paid out to individuals. But they're not doing anything to help these people. They could make a huge, huge dent with just a few million bucks. They don't want to do it. They don't care. They don't want these people living in this community. They don't want these people doing the jobs they do. Crabbing, commercial fishing, guiding hunting and fishing people, shrimping. They don't want that being done. You know, I found out the state of Texas got rid of their commercial fisherman's license. I don't understand, but they did. So you have Texas people now having to buy Louisiana commercial fishing licenses and come over to Louisiana waters or international waters to fish. This is crazy. This makes no sense. And some of it's even the same body of water. It's just an arbitrary line that some government official drew up. Again, we got our government and all of its wisdom with its head stuck in the sand and can't find oxygen. They're worse than an ostrich. Or maybe it's not stuck in the sand. It might be stuck where the sun don't shine. But we need to do something. These people in this community need our help. There's no reason why human beings should be left to suffer on account of our government and the major international nonprofits like the Red Cross, who just flat won't lift a finger because they'd rather pad their executives' wallets. Or in FEMA's case, they'd rather get bigger lobbyist funds and nicer trips and whatever from whatever lobbyist is paying them off to look the other way. Makes no sense. It's time we do something, folks. It's time we stand up, turn off that TV, get off that couch, and get involved. It's time, folks, that we take back our farms, our food, our families, and our freedom. Part of that means supporting these kind of communities and these kind of people. These are part of our society. They're part of our country. And they need to be helped. This is absolutely 100% morally incomprehensible. Yet, nobody seems to care. The Louisiana governor, I don't know the fellow, but from what I can tell, he just flat doesn't give a rip about folks that live on the poverty line or just above it. Now, he's not interested in it. You know, folks that have no safety net. He doesn't get it. He's living in La La Land because he's living in his castle and getting funded by the corporations and the elite. Well, folks, that's about all for tonight, or today, I mean. And I hope you have a great May Day. Say thank you to those who do labor in this country and around the world to make our lives easier. Because this is a day to celebrate workers and the labor they perform. So I'd encourage you to say thank you to somebody today for what they do to support our world through their labors. And also, tell your politicians they need to start taking into account standing up for the the folks that actually do the working class folks. Hope you all have a great day. We'll catch you later.